Trump decided to address the migrant crisis. But then on the flip side of it, liberal-leaning media outlets absolutely went at him as a result of it. Let me share with you what happened with Trump. Now he had a rally, and this is what he had to say, and then I'm going to play what people are saying about it, because even though we sit here and we say, hey, we don't necessarily want it, we think that illegal immigration into this country, you know, under the hoax of or under the cloak of, oh no, it's asylum seeking people, even though they all just running in here without any kind of documentation whatsoever, people are still against it. So let's continue.
You know, when they let, I think the real number is 15, 16 million people into our country. When they do that, we got a lot of work to do. They're poisoning the blood of our country. That's what they've done. They poison mental institutions and prisons all over the world, not just in South America, not just the three or four countries that we think about, but all over the world. They're coming into our country from Africa, from Asia, all over the world. They're pouring into our country. Nobody's even looking at them. They just come in. The crime is going to be tremendous. The terrorism is going to be, And then we built a tremendous piece of the wall, and then we're going to build more. And the election was rigged, and we didn't do it, but I figured they'd just throw it up. Would have taken 3 weeks. It was all built. It was all ready to be just hoisted up. The exact wall that the Border Patrol, who are incredible, Brandon, Judd, and all of the people at Border Patrol, that's exactly what they designed. They had the anti-climb bars. They had everything. And you know what they did? They didn't want it to go up. They sold it for 5 cents on the dollar. Can you believe it? All of that stuff. It's a very sad thing.
So that is the soundbite that got every... Yes, they are coming from Africa too, Chris and Nicole. They're coming from all over. They're coming from Asia. They're coming from Africa. They're coming from Venezuela. They're coming from Guatemala. They're coming from everywhere, all over the globe. They basically are jumping on trains, and they coming over here, and they walking right in, and they don't have anything stopping them and getting in their way. So that is the soundbite, which I'm not really sure where all of the craziness as far as the criticism came from, but I'm going to play for you one of the networks that had a lot to say as a result of him saying that, hey, they let too many people in and basically poisoning the blood of what it is that America is supposed to represent. And this is what it is that they had to say. This is CNN, and they leaned heavy into this.
Former President Donald Trump took his anti-immigration rhetoric to a shocking new level today at a rally in New Hampshire. He said that immigrants are, quote, poisoning the blood of our country, using language that is often employed by white supremacists. CNN's Steve Contorno joins us with more. Steve, sounds like some of the stuff that we've heard from Trump before, but it was really kind of on steroids today, the way he was doubling down, tripling down, and adding some really insensitive layers to his usual rhetoric. What more can
insensitive layers to his usual rhetoric. What are we talking about? We have tens of millions of people that came into this country undocumented. Some of them they even caught and realized that they were criminals. They were arrested previously for doing things that's unsavory to children. People have walked into the country with no repercussions in the middle of multiple different wars and our disagreements with other countries, and they've walked into the country. So now, for some reason, we're supposed to make sure that our language and our rhetoric is a little bit more sensitive to the subject. What are we talking about? Y'all, don't throw Michelle B. out. Don't throw nobody out of the chat. No banning nobody in the chat. Nobody is disrespectful. Make sure that y'all allow for people in the chat to be able to get off their thoughts. They don't necessarily have to agree with us. They don't have to agree with you. But moderators, let's make sure that we're a little bit more careful of how we're moderating the chat, because chat lives matters. We don't want to live in an echo chamber. We don't want to be in a space where people are completely... and they don't have an ability to be able to say what they want to say. We are a free speech show. over here at the Millionaire Morning Show. As long as people don't get disrespectful, let people rock out. Let people do what they're going to do. Let them say what they're going to say. And let them have their opinion. As long as they're not consistently disrespectful, then we want to make sure that we don't over-moderate. We want to let people have their opinion because I absolutely love interacting with the chat. And I see y'all. So don't ban people. Don't do that. Just be very, very careful. I gave y'all the wrench to make sure that y'all weed out the disrespect or the craziness. All right? Let's continue, y'all.
Can you tell us?
Yeah, that's right, Jim. In some ways, it felt like if you had, you would be forgiven if you thought you had walked into a Trump rally in 2015 and not 2023, because so many of the themes were reticent of the kind of language he was using 8 years ago. And when it came
to... No, you're right. Freight Train Shane. We got over 2,000 people in here watching on multiple different platforms. The likes are incredibly disrespectful. Come on. Get the likes up. Get the likes up.
Discussing undocumented Americans.
Oh, if they not, hey, listen, let me set some rules also. We got to speak in English. We don't do no Espanol. We don't do no French, right? We are not Pepe Le Pew, so we don't do French. We don't do Espanola. If your name is not Jesus, then you don't do Espanola. We don't do Swahili. You know what I'm saying? We don't do nothing except good old English over here on the Millionaire Morning Show. So if you want to talk in the chat, then I want y'all to make sure that y'all do good old English. We don't do Cantonese, Japanese, Chinese. We don't do no other. I know y'all want to speak Mandarin. Ni kwe shua poton kwa ma. Wa kwe shua idiar poton kwa. All right? We don't do none of that. If y'all want to talk that, then we can create an entirely different platform for that, or we can translate it and have an entirely different channel that's dedicated. All right? But we do good old American Anglay over here on the Millionaire Morning Show. All right? Let's continue.
In general, and undocumented migrants, it was particularly dark and often using this.
Ban Michael Graham. Michael Graham, he got to go. We don't talk in Ebonics. We don't do none of that. All right. When he wanted, I don't even know how that word got through. I thought I had turned on the moderation a little bit differently. All right. Let's continue.
Language that has been adopted by white nationalist groups and roundly criticized by civil rights leaders. And this is something that we have heard more and more from him lately as he gets closer and closer to this campaign and people starting to actually vote. Take a listen to what he had to say today.
They're poisoning the blood of our country. That's what they've done. They poison mental institutions and prisons all over the world, not just in South America, not just the three or four countries that we think about, but all over the world. They're coming into our country from Africa, from Asia, all over the world. They're pouring into our country.
Now, along with this rhetoric, also
time out, luxury bucket list, please. Don't ban them. Time them out so that they can learn their lesson.
Came some policy proposals, including a travel ban on, quote, terror plague countries. Ideological screening for all immigrants, and, quote, the largest deportation operation in American history. Now, a lot of these are things he said he would do when he was elected president in 2016, and he either ran into the American legal system or political trouble, including with some Republicans, or just sort of dropped off entirely on. And that is one of the criticisms that we have heard, especially from Governor Ron DeSantis. He has no problem with the rhetoric or the policies of President Trump. He has said that Trump didn't do enough when he was president. He was just here a day ago in New Hampshire as well, and he was telling crowds that he would actually be more effective at accomplishing the Trump agenda than Trump himself, Jim.
Listen to how they're trying to finesse you. Listen to how they're trying to finesse you. They're trying to use you against you. So Ron DeSantis is not necessarily against Trump, but they know that he's running in order to try to become the Republican nominee for president. And so what they say is, well, Ron DeSantis said that he didn't do enough. Well, Ron knows that at every single end that Trump was met with obstacles as far as the things that he was supposed to do and the things that he wanted to execute on. Number one was the border wall. We know that he was blocked. We know that the ability to, in order to be able to get funding, Congress holding people and holding things hostage in order to do so. People so focused on the fact that Black Lives Matter was happening at that time, so it was Orange Man bad. And so many people got distracted from the idea that he could not get the budget even passed in order to get stuff done. You can't sit here and try to use rhetoric that other people are leveraging against him because you know that you're wrong. You know that that wall should have been built. You know more resources should have been placed at the border. You know people shouldn't be over here running into this country without any kind of repercussions whatsoever. And so now your talking point is, A, he's too sensitive. Oh my God, we got to make sure that we use the right wording in order to prevent these people from feeling offended by the idea that they're coming over here illegally. And we got to do more to get Trump's agenda pushed because he didn't do it as fast as we wanted him to. What kind of argument is that? Very few times do I actually reference CNN stuff, but it's important that I use other things in order to also emphasize or to show you exactly what's going on. I used a CNN article on Friday when we was talking about how they was mad at Navy, Black people was mad at Navy Federal because they couldn't get a fund, getting approved for their mortgages. We're using CNN now, but I don't want to live in a silo. So I want to look at what other news outlets are saying to see what agenda is being pushed so that we can mind it out for ourselves, because we always still going to have our own mind. But we want to see what it is that they're saying across the board. Let's see what else they're saying.
Essie, let me start with you. Your reaction to Trump using white supremacist Klan language. I mean, there aren't any dog whistles here. This is with a bullhorn.
No.
The kind of language.
Uh-oh, we about to have these. You know what happens when you got these women with these multicolored glasses and this long red hair? I predict, and I have not seen this clip yet, I predict that they're going to be super liberal and they're going to be offended by what it is that he says.
What he's using.
Yeah. He's not winking or nodding. Like you said, he's out and proud, as it were. And I think that's because not only is this kind of a go-to for him, but his base has condensed. It's still very loyal and rabid. We know that, but it's condensed. The folks that might have come on
it's
board,
grown, ma'am.
Maybe a little skeptically for the first go round, for all the normal reasons, maybe economic policy, taxes, regulations, they're all gone. They're gone because they don't want the freak show and these kinds of storylines that come along with Trump. So all that's really left are sort of like the conspiracy theory crowd and folks that would respond to this. And so exploiting white fright is, I think, something you're probably going to hear more from Trump over the next year as he's.
Ma'am, every day we see people walking into this country. It's literally people over in Chicago, Denver, Atlanta. Did y'all know that people are literally, see, I had some other stuff that I had prepared for y'all today, but the show can only be so long, right? The show can only be so long. I'm only willing to go over so long before we really start to deep dive. Did y'all know that they are literally sleeping at the Atlanta airport? That Atlanta City Council members and their legislature is starting to try to figure out how they can address homeless people and migrants sleeping at the Atlanta airport that's similar to what it was that they were experiencing in Chicago. So you telling me that all of the people that were protesting about migrants sleeping at the police station at the airport and them building these tent cities, that the budget shortfall as a result of the migrant crisis that happened in the greatest American city in the entire country of New York, now they're cutting sanitation, police, now they're cutting funding to school, billions of dollars, that's not a real thing. You're telling me, okay, so we got to be objective. You're telling me that people complaining about the state by which they live in as a direct result of the immigration or migration into the country is conspiracy theory. It's not real. So over 15, 16 million people coming into this country, undocumented, and then getting laws passed that protects them is a conspiracy theory. That's not a real thing. You're telling me that Eric Adams traveling up to Washington, D.C. to get more funding, then said something negative about the Biden administration. Next thing you know, he got an FBI investigation on his tail. You telling me that that ain't real? You telling me that Brandon Johnson and the governor Pritzker arguing back and forth because they're mismanaging funds and a budget deficit that's happening over in Illinois and Chicago is not a real thing? You telling me that Denver and people literally sleeping on the street and looking like the Carter out there, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Seattle, homelessness is at its all-time high. I just displayed that in the quick hits at the very beginning of the show. You telling me that that's not real? So it's a conspiracy theory. You telling me that when they do these Republican debates that nobody is tuning in because everybody automatically know who they want to win? His base has grown. You telling me the 91 lawsuit or the 91 charges that they got over in Georgia and the lawsuit, that frivolous lawsuit that they got happening in New York, that ain't real?
running for president again.
Yeah, I mean, Molly, Trump also today vowed to investigate prosecutors across the country, vowed to indemnify police officers as they crack down on crime. He called January 6 prisoners, quote, hostages again. He also predicted that Americans will flee the country in droves if he wins the upcoming election. Let's listen to that one.
As soon as we win, you know what's going to happen. People are going to flood out of the country. They're going to flood out before we even do anything. They're going to leave the country.
And they use sound bites. And you know why they use sound bites? You know why they use sound bites? Because he's saying that Americans are going to leave the country. No. He's saying that people that's not supposed to be here or people that don't align with what American values are going to have to get up out of here because it's going to be some slow singing and flower bringing up in this country. And so they use these quick sound bites in order to try to influence y'all without the additional context, but they're not actually telling the truth. And that's why you can't trust these outlets. And why we need independent journalism and these great content creators such as here over at the Millionaire Morning Show to have a conversation, to do the research, and to add the additional context, because we're not paid by them. We're not moles. We don't determine how it is that we see things based off of what's being swayed for us or what's being written for us to communicate to you online. We got our own thoughts, ladies and gentlemen.
What kind of a campaign platform is this?
Well, I think one of the things that Trump is trying to do, which he did successfully in 2015, 2016, and has not been able to recapture, is he wants that free media, right? In 2016, he got free media by saying crazy stuff, and he'd have that, you know, it ended up being more than $1 billion worth of free media, where he'd say something crazy, then there would be the backlash, that would get coverage too. Then there would be, you know, he doesn't really mean it. You know, it would be a whole, like, about four news cycles. He'd say this thing about the blood of our country, and it would get him so much free media. So I think there are two things happening here. What I think Essie was saying is right, that he knows that the people who really will go for him are those George Wallace types, the kind of people for whom, you know, they've never had a mainstream politician, or at least not for a long time, saying the quiet part out loud like this. And so they're very galvanized by it because they truly do believe in this kind of horrendous rhetoric. And
Horrendous rhetoric. Okay. We're going to show you come election time.